And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
It's going great, thanks. So it sounds like letters about politics and the economy are stuffing this week's mailbox.
That's right. On Monday, we discussed the proposed economic bailout on our bloggers' roundtable. Becky Erickson in St. Louis, Missouri, wrote in after she heard this.
And what would you advise, say, someone in your family to do right now with their money?
The mattress, the sugar bowl up in the top cabinet.
Becky wrote, "In this volatile economic environment, it is socially irresponsible to get fired up about the issues and pass sarcastic opinion. None of the panel members likely utilize a cookie jar off as credible. While I typically enjoyed the passion and strong perspectives on your program, last night I was horrified. Please think of us, your anxiety-ridden listeners, who look to you for sound opinion the next time you jokingly offer regressive financial advice." Let me just say that Jasmine Canick is a blogger and not a financial analyst. We do have financial analysts on our show regularly, and they do offer sound advice.
We also got pinged a few times for another Bloggers Roundtable topic. Last week, the bloggers discussed GOP VP pick Sarah Palin and diversity after it was reported that the Alaska governor had never participated in a Juneteenth Emancipation Day celebration. Megan Hopkins in Statesboro, Georgia, wrote us this.
"My ears perked up when I heard the roundtable talking about Sarah Palin and race issues in her own state. When lack of participation in Juneteenth was mentioned, I laughed out loud. I was born and raised in Alaska, and I can say from experience that there are no African Americans in Alaska. That's what it seems like anyway. I'm white, by the way. I had never heard of Juneteenth until I went to college in Chicago."
Then some of our music-savvy listeners wrote in after we quoted these lyrics for a segment on sex and love addiction. We incorrectly attributed the song to the group Wham!, but Douglas Benjamin in Austin, Texas, caught our mistake. He wrote, "The song was actually a post-Wham! Solo effort from George Michael, showing my age and pointless knowledge, too, but I couldn't help but mention the error. Thanks for keeping us honest, Doug."
Then Dennis Aiello of Coconut Creek, Florida, sent some love. He wrote,
"Tony Cox is a breath of fresh air. Why? He asks short, direct questions and listens. He does not ask the question, then answer it, then ask it again in the same way with more words. Please give me more of this guy." And to be fair and balanced about our hosts, here's a letter from Scylla Selden, who wrote,
"Just wanted to say I just discovered the show and host Farai Chidea recently on my Sirius Radio and that I really enjoy the show and her interviewing. Thanks for a great show."
And thanks for your letters. Please keep your comments coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to the podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for the newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.